Well, good morning. This is called the Youth Message, but it's really for all of us who are young at heart, because we're all children of God, and spiritually we're all young. This is a good way for us to keep in touch with the youth on the online service and bring a message very similar to what they would hear in the 11 o'clock service if they were back in church. And it appears like someday soon that'll happen. Tina 2, Travis, and Carol Morgan has been doing some outreach and fellowship with them on Wednesday evening at the Capital City Church of God, and also on Sunday afternoon. Last week they had a pizza party. So we're staying in touch with the youth, and a lot of promising things are on the horizon that we can get back to church in some normal fashion. So we thank God for the youth. We thank God for the youth leaders. We thank God for all the members of the Bethel United Methodist Church for supporting the youth. This day, in a wonderful way, is a special day. Sunday is the week before Palm Sunday, and then a special thing happens the following one. Yeah, that's right. Easter, or what I call Resurrection Sunday. So in the meantime, we're just going to have a little message, and I'm going to share some scripture in John chapter 12, verse 20 through 36. New Living Translation says this. This is when Jesus was predicting his death. Verse 20. Some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus about it. And Jesus replied, "The time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. The truth is, a kernel of wheat must be planted in the soil, and unless it dies, it will be alone, a single seed, but its death will produce many new kernels, and a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who despise their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. All those who want to be my disciples must come and follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And if they follow me, the Father will honor them. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, 'Father, save me for what lies ahead?' But that's the very reason why I came. And the Father brings glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, "I have already brought it glory, and I will do it again." When the crowd heard the voice, they thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to them. Then Jesus told him, "The voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time of judgment for the world has come, and when the prince of this world will be cast out, and I am lifted up on a cross, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. "Die?" asked the crowd. "We understood from Scripture that the Messiah would live forever. Why are you saying the Son of Man will die? Who is this Son of Man you're talking about?" Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little longer. Walk in it while you can, so you will not stumble when the darkness falls. If you walk in the darkness, you cannot see where you're going. Believe in the light while there is still time, and then you will become children of the light." And after saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. This is the title of this message is Holy Hydration. And what I mean by that, you know, summer's coming now, and sometimes we have a hot summer, we'll get dehydrated, and then we have to be rehydrated with water or a drink. One thing about water is it's the basis for all of our drinks, no matter what it is. So then we have hydration in a physical sense. But what I'm talking about today is holy hydration. Now, you think about this, especially with the spring of the year, you see things budding and things getting green. Just the other day, right before the rain, everything was sort of like still brown. The grass was brown. The rain came, and it looked like God took a big paintbrush of green paint, and now everything is starting to get green again. That is such a wonderful, wonderful thing. But you know, all the stuff that is getting green, the trees and the plants and all that, they started with a seed. Somewhere along the line, there was a seed, whether it was at creation or whether it was in recent years. But things are starting to come to life. But you always wonder, why did the plants and the trees, they look like they were dead, but they weren't. And then they were rehydrated with water and makes us realize the holy hydration is Jesus being raised from the dead, which we'll celebrate in a week or two. But think about the seeds. We are talking about how wonderful that they are. And it seems like we've only got started today. Today is the week before Palm Sunday. But I have a question. We see seeds and we look at them and they're dead, really, because they are dried out. And in order for them to produce again, they got to die. And then they're put in the ground and then, whoa, there they come, a brand new plant. But why do people have to die? Did you ever think about that? It's a tough question, and I know it is because I wonder too. It's tough for most of us because we're afraid of the wonderful God had given us a plan, if you would. So when people die, they're put in a casket, or they were cremated, and maybe they get an urn with the ashes in it, and they get put into ground, or they don't put them in the ground. Maybe they just spread the ashes, is the way some people would like to do. But God has a plan for us, and we do not need to be afraid, because when people die, they are usually put in a casket, buried in the ground, and then we don't see them anymore. Our mothers and fathers and pastors tell us that people who die went to live with Jesus in heaven. And that's right. That's true. But how did they get to heaven? Well, let me show you how Jesus used to explain it to the people a long time ago. And when we read it in the scriptures just a moment ago, it was all about death. People die in a lot of ways. Some die in accidents, while others die of old age. Some people die because of a disease. Others die because someone hated them. That's sad, but that happens sometimes. Somebody hates them and they shoot them or whatever. But the one thing that is for sure is that everyone is going to die. You know, we pick up a box of cereal or something like that. The first thing we look for is the expiration date to make sure that it's still in good. But if the expiration date is gone, you know, it passed, then we wonder about it. But did you know we, as people, humans, do not have an expiration date? Oh, wait a minute, preacher. You said that the things are going to die. And if they don't have an expiration date, they would never die. Ah, that's right. They will never die. Because they are given a special place in heaven. God said that he goes to prepare many mansions or places. And I like to call God goes to heaven to prepare a resting place for us. Well, then we got these seeds. They're very important seeds because they're going to go and tell us a story of what happens after we die. If each of you look at one of the seeds, if we were together, I would have some with me, and I would give you each one. And if you just took that seed and went home and put it on the shelf or put it in a drawer somewhere, nothing would happen. It'll just stay a plain old seed. And eventually, if you let it stay there long enough, it'll turn into dust. And when the first good wind comes along, it blows it away. The shell of that seed kind of reminds us of that casket we talked about, like they put people in when they die, or an urn if they get cremated. The stuff, the real stuff in that seed is inside, and the shell, if you take that seed away, and the shell will still be there, but if you put it in the ground, wow, and it gets plenty of sunlight and water. Water is the wonderful thing that generates that. We like to call it the universal solvent, because everything begins with water, and it needs water to be able to pop right up through the shell and grow through the ground, and then one day there'd be hundreds of seed, just like the one that you put in the ground. Jesus talked about that too, how seeds will generate more seeds, and it's really a wonderful thing. But think about that seed, that it looks just so quiet laying there. Look at it, and then will it grow to be 100 seeds? A beautiful new plant? God is not going to keep you in that casket or shell either. One day the time is just right, and He is going to come and pop off that shell and bring you back to life. 100 times better than what we are now, than any way that we've ever known. So go back to the original question. I said, why do people have to die? They have to die so that they can live with God someday 100 times better. This life is only the start. We only have one life here, and we have problems with accidents and sickness and pain and sorrow, but not in God's kingdom, not in God's world, where we're all going to go someday. Because when He calls us out of our shell, He says, come on and grow up with Me, live and live forever in peace and happiness, without worry, without care in the world. Won't that be nice? That's what we call the blessed hope, and we hang on to that because Jesus is our blessed hope. And then we'll be glad when we could die and get ready for God. Now, you don't want to do something crazy with your seed. Do you want to take it home, put it on a shelf? No, I don't think so. That would be crazy, just to have a good seed that had a lot of things inside of it and that can live again 100 times better. Now, I know what I would do if I had a seed given to me. What's that, preacher? I would plant it and let God give the increase. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollo watered, and God gave the increase. But God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever shall believe in Him will have eternal life. That's the hope that we have in Christ. You are a precious seed of God, and He's going to plant you in heaven. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.